Ready for this?
Get up!
This?
Get up!
And this?
Get out of here!
Time for tonight's highlights. Here's Dominic Catronio.
Brewers and Braves, game one of a three-game set. The last series that these two teams will meet against each other here on a Tuesday night at Truist Park. Brewers rolled out Colin Ray. The Braves, Bryce Elder. This was a matchup that both these teams had last week. Brewers started out hot, though, with a leadoff single and a stolen base from Terang, but he was still on third base with two outs after back-to-back strikeouts from Trujillo and Mitchell. Don't worry, though. William Contreras in his old stomping grounds here to save the day.
Now 2-2 count on Contreras, and he hits one high in the air. Right field, Soler tracking it deep at the track wall. He jumps up. It's off the top of the wall, and Soler collides with the wall. He's down. It rolls all the way back halfway towards first base. Contreras turns second on his way to third, and he slides in there with a swim move safely. Terang jogs home from third. It is an RBI triple for William Contreras, and the Brewers take a 1-0 lead.
Lane Grindle's call here on WTMJ, and that was with two strikes and two outs, so Elder allows a run. No big deal, right? Well, Willie Adames made sure it really hurt two pitches later.
1-0 pitch, and that's drilled out to center. Going back is Kelnick at the track, at the wall. It'll fly! Willie Adames with a two-run shot, and the Brewers out to a fast start in Atlanta.
That made it 3-0 at the time before Colin Ray had even touched the baseball. How did he respond? With a 7-pitch bottom of the first inning. So the Brewers in control, and they still weren't done. To lead off the second, Rhys Hoskins extended his hitting streak, getting a good luck double hitting the bag at third. So he gets aboard, advances to third when Frelick did his job and moved the man over, pulling a grounder. Then Joey Ortiz started to have a good night.
And the 2-2. And Ortiz, a chopper through the left side. That's into left field for a base hit. Hoskins trots home. Joey with an RBI single. And it's 4-0 Milwaukee.
So they're in good shape. Colin Ray allowed a leadoff double in the bottom of the second, but left Matt Olson stranded. And that really seemed to get him in a groove. In the third inning, he struck out Whit Merrifield on a sinker. He struck out Jared Kelnick on a sweeper. Then it was the top of the order, bringing back Jorge Soler to Atlanta, one of the top power producers in baseball and a World Series MVP. Colin Ray didn't mind.
Trying to strike out the side in order is Colin Ray. Wind up in the pitch. Swing and a miss. He blew him away with high heat, and he did strike out the side. One, then two, then three.
Josh Maurer's call here on WTMJ. So he's rolling. The Brewers decided to reward him with a few more runs once again in the third.
What a pitch. Swing and a fly ball to center. Backing up is Kelnick. Still going back. Kelnick all the way to the wall. It is gone once again for Willie Adames. His second two-run home run of the first three innings of this series. The Brewers busting it open. 6-0 lead in the third. Wow, how about the start in Georgia for Willie?
How about it for Adames? That was huge. He now ties Rhys Hoskins for the team lead in homers with number 19. The Brewers actually scored in each of the first four innings. They added an RBI single in the fourth from Bryce Terang. Now we fast forward to the sixth inning. Bryce Elder long gone from the game. A leadoff single from Joey Ortiz. He got moved along after a single by Jackson Churio. Then a ground out by Garrett Mitchell. Had men on the corners and two outs and a full count with everyone in motion for Wild Bill.
And the pitch. And he does. And he flips one in the air right field. Going back on it is Soler. It's over his head. One hops the wall in the corner. Ortiz is in. Mitchell jogging around third. He will score. It's a two-run double for Contreras. And the beat goes on for the Brewers in Atlanta. It is 9-0 Milwaukee.
The Brewers take the 9-0 lead into the bottom of the sixth inning. Colin Ray still rolling. In the seventh inning, another double by Matt Olson. No big deal. With two men on and two men out, he finished off what was one of his best pitching performances of the year.
The 2-2 pitch. Swung on and lifted into left center. Drifting over into the gap is Mitchell. He calls off Churio. Still moving right. Mitchell makes the catch. Inning over and seven scoreless innings in Georgia. Complete in the books for Colin Ray. What an outing.
What a start from him. The Brewers would add another run in the eighth inning because why not? And make it an even 10 runs. It ties for their biggest margin of victory of the year. Third time they've won by at least 10 runs this season. And the second time they've got a 10-0 shutout this year.